they're going to keep most of it, but they're going to steal from the middle class what's left of it and give a few crumbs to whoever's below them. Say that this is for you, but they're going to take most of it and they're going to give billions of dollars to foreign aid, which goes through that same system back to Soros.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Before we begin this interview with Dustin Nemos, just a quick word about this interview's sponsor. One of the first commitments made by the new administration is the $2 trillion spend on environmental concerns. With renewables like solar panels, wind turbines, and even the batteries for electric vehicles, the use of silver will soar. But we don't have enough silver to cover demand. They said it would take 5.6 million tons of silver to meet all of our energy needs, but guess what? The world's current known official silver reserves is estimated to be less than 600,000 tons. And that's good news for investors and the price of silver. If you're thinking of an IRA or 401k, now is the time to look at silver. And this month, with every gold or silver IRA, Noble Gold Investments is giving away an incredible 5-ounce solid silver Apollo 11 memento coin with every silver IRA that's started. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.tv and SGTReport.com here. We do appreciate you so much, especially our subscribe stars and our members at SGTReport.tv, where we have a server beyond the reach of the big tech titan tyrants. At least I hope it remains so. Boy, they probably want to come after our servers too, don't they, Dustin? I've got Dustin Nemos on the line here, guys. How are you, Dustin?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to ban messenger pigeons soon so that we can't own those because we're patriots and we may be using them to send messages and spread the news. Doing well. Thanks, John.
That's right. They're going to reduce us to 17th or 16th or 15th century serfs. And when we go to carrier pigeon, CNN will start doing hit pieces along with Media Matters about carrier pigeons and how people who have carrier pigeons are domestic terror threats. That's pretty much what we're hearing is the narrative now, Dustin. Anybody that loves the country and maybe wants the sovereignty of our nation to remain in place, anybody who doesn't want global government, doesn't want to be ruled by George Soros, well, you're a domestic terror threat.
You know, the pigeon thing maybe is a little bit of a hyperbolic joke, but, you know, the next thing after the internet would be radio, and that's not going to be. They're already trying to warn people not to commit crimes with radio, so they need to tell people, especially, just don't commit crimes because we're watching you. You know, we already know not to commit crimes, but people are going to use, different types of shortwave radio to communicate, and that's going to be the next thing that's going to be like the bastion of white supremacy or terrorism or whatever it may be. They're joking about, not joking, they're actually suggesting drone bombing people that are just peacefully protesting the lockdowns now on fake news TV. I just saw that today.
Yeah, it is really, really disgusting. And I think that it's important to mention people like Andrew Torba over at Gab, the founder of Gab. He just did an interview with Mark Dice. People should check that out because it's amazing to me, Dustin, that they stole an election. And so far, they seem to have gotten away with it. So the question then becomes, how do you have a country when you have no rule of law? Okay, and then they openly start talking about drone striking patriots and people that don't want to wear masks for the rest of their lives. I mean, seriously, man, we've jumped the shark. Do we even have a country at this point?
Well, I mean, they're locking down D.C. They're surrounding themselves with troops. At the same time, they're purging the ranks of MAGA or, you know, white supremacist or Pepe logos or anyone who's ever supported Trump or libertarian values. I mean, even Brennan's going after libertarians. So we're all sort of being lumped into the same, forgive me, but train on the way to whatever our form of Auschwitz is. And I have no doubt they'll put us in internment camps. We caught Project Veritas in undercover videos with Bernie's campaign joking about lining us up at the wall, putting us in gulags. This is what they talk about around the water cooler. They just plot and plan how to take away our rights and how to win strategically. And then they go out and they create the news needed to do so, like on the 6th, where they actually, you know, as you know, Antifa came in and did a recon mission and at the same time, a violent attack on the Capitol building to blame it on us.
Yeah, and you know, the issue is, though, man, is that there are a lot more red-blooded patriots in this country than there are brainwashed blue fools. I mean, seriously, if you take a look at the election, in my view, it's not even my view, I think it's easily quantified that Trump probably got north of 80 million votes. Why do we say that? Because I believe there was vote flipping that happened. Votes that went to Trump then magically flipped to Biden. There's no way Biden got 80 million votes. The point being, we all showed up and voted for the man we wanted to lead the country, and they stole it. So there's a lot more of us than there are of them. I believe that they are a paper tiger, man, and we have an illegitimate president. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, he is, and that's why, you know, they're targeting people that disagree with it. That's why they won't hear any of the evidence. That's why they go after people for even bringing it up now. That's why they're trying to use intimidation, fear, and censorship to shut down all discussion. Because what should have happened is what happened in Myanmar, where the military intervened and did something about this before China took over. Now, you know, apparently Joe Biden is our president in chief, supposedly, and he reports to China. We all know that. And they have blackmail on him through his son. We all know that. And that's why, you know, you and I were both banned off of YouTube for even bringing up the Joe Biden laptop. And they tried to squelch it. They failed. It got out. And they still made him president. I don't know how that happened, but, you know, now we're sort of caught on our back foot, and we have to sort of figure out what to do from here. We still have local, we still have state, there's still options to resist this. They're illegitimate, and the country knows it, and they have no real support. So they're relying on executive authority, they're relying on intimidation, and there's going to be troops everywhere for a while. But the troops are mostly still MAGA supporters as well.
Yeah, your mic cut out there just at the end. I think you said the troops are mostly MAGA supporters. I think you're right. The military, according to many people I've spoken with, is not under the control of Joe Biden. We're going to see how that plays out, but I do think it's interesting that many of the armed forces accounts on Twitter are following President Donald Trump, but they're not following Joe Biden. I think that's very, very telling. Hey, let me do a screen share here since we were talking about election fraud. You want to see what a hero looks like, Dustin? There's one. Mike Lindahl from MyPillow, the MyPillow guy. Now, evidently, as we're having this conversation today on Friday, Dustin, he is doing a info dump, a presser, some sort of presentation in which he's going to reveal all of the election fraud and quantify it. Did you happen to see that Newsmax hit piece when they invited Mike Lindahl on and he mentioned election fraud? He mentioned the Dominion voting machines and they would not let him speak.
They shouted him down, and then they had to invite him back on and apologize because he's a big sponsor. But you know, they hated it the whole time. And at this point, he is a hero. He's doing the right thing. I hope more will stand with him. But the evidence is out there. It's more like who is going to hear the evidence? At what point do the courts hear it? And I, you know, for those who are looking for hope, there is a Supreme Court case coming up in February where they're going to hear a couple of these, actually.
Dustin, which Supreme Court case is that?
I'm looking for it now. There's a few. One of them is Sidney's. I think one of them is Lynn's from Georgia. And one of them is Pennsylvania, I believe. But there's three different ones that are on the docket for them to hear.
Feels a little late at this point, though, doesn't it? I mean,
It does.
thanks a lot, Supreme Court. Thanks a lot for kicking back that Texas case, saying that people of Texas have no standing when the national election is being stolen by a couple of swing states.
Well, we're pretty much at the point of talking about stacking the courts. So even what President Trump did in terms of the federal judicial branch and stacking of that with, you know, constitutionalists and the Supreme Court 3 seats, that could also just evaporate because of the lawlessness at this point. We're in banana republic. You know, we still have a constitution. They still sort of have to pretend to go with that, but they're sort of burning it as quickly as they can. I'm happy to live in Florida. I know that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Florida, Texas, a lot of patriots moving to states like that, South Dakota. Let's go back to that Mike Lindahl plug here over on Gab again. Andrew Torba's Gab, a free speech platform. Let me click on the link. Has Mike given his presentation? Yeah, here it is. It's 2 hours long, absolute proof. Inventor and CEO of MyPillow, author of What Are the Odds? From crack addict to CEO. Boy, I had no idea. That's interesting. Executive producer, creator of My Store and Lindahl Recovery Network. I had no idea he was an addict. Well, I like that guy. You know why I like that guy, Dustin? Because he speaks truth. And he's put his company on the line to speak truth, by the way. He put everything on the line to stand with Donald Trump, and he's paid the price for it. He's been kicked off of Twitter, his personal account, his business account. He's lost sponsors. He's gotten his MyPillow taken out of, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, where else? Probably everywhere. And that's what they do to people who speak truth in this country.
Yeah, it's a shame to see what they're doing to him. You and I have been in the trenches dealing with this for a while now, but anytime a prominent voice comes out, they have to make an example and just crush them down, lest the rest of us catch on and realize how popular we are as a movement.
Yeah, well, and I've made the point that YouTube, for instance, and now Twitter, they act as a digital Antifa. They burn down our storefronts and they get away with it. Just like BLM gets away with burning down Kenosha or burning down Portland or Seattle. They just get away with it. Antifa, they do whatever they want. The mainstream media ignores all of that illegal behavior and then concentrates on a phony attack on the Capitol, which also was a false flag led by Antifa dressed like Donald Trump supporters.
No, they get peace prizes, Nobel Peace Prizes and nominations, and they can burn down things because that's love, Sean. That's love and tolerance. Why are you a bigot?
That's right. That's right. BLM nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Well, that's what happens in upside down world, man. That's exactly what happens in a world controlled by Satan. Everything's flipped upside down.
Well, have you seen, I don't remember the name of it, but have you seen the clip? It's sort of like an Orwellian future from some movie where they're electro-torturing a man into saying that 2 + 2 = 5 because the state says it is or something like that. And the goal is to get you to not only accept the lie, but to love the lie and to the point where you can't even tell the truth anymore because you love that you're enslaved. They want you to love it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, they've predicted these things in books from George Orwell and Aldous Huxley. I mean, now we're seeing it come into fruition. And truth is lies. War is peace. Ignorance is bliss. I mean, literally, this is now what they're selling the American people. We'll do a screen share here. And you know what else they're selling the American people? The destruction of the U.S. dollar. Okay, Dustin, how does this end any other way? Senate Dems push through $1.9 trillion stimulus blueprint as Harris casts first tiebreaker. Guess what? You know who gets the money, Dustin? Individuals making $50,000 a year or less, or married couples making $100,000 a year or less. So this is, by definition, a redistribution of wealth.
And more than that, you know, they're going to keep most of it. But they're going to steal from the middle class what's left of it and give a few crumbs to whoever's below them. Say that this is for you, but they're going to take most of it and they're going to give billions of dollars to foreign aid, which goes through that same system back to Soros. And that's why I was saying I was practicing earlier, because I've got to learn Chinese now. I've got to learn the Democrat talking points. You know, I've got to basically be a good citizen because, you know, I don't want to go down and get put to the gulag, right? So we all may have to learn Chinese at this rate, but I haven't given up. There are places, like you said, Texas and Florida, South Dakota, and people are pushing back at state levels. I think we're about to recall Newsom, in fact, in California.
Hey, friends, just a quick word from our sponsor. Guess what? A 5-ounce solid silver Apollo 11 commemorative coin could be yours for free. It's Silver Month over at Noble Gold. The new administration is here, and one of their big things is climate change. Renewables need solar panels, electric circuits, and lots of other gizmos use, you guessed it, silver. With a projected $2 trillion investment, there's never been a better time to profit from the future with your silver IRA. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. Yeah, I hear that petition has 1.5 million signatures. So that guy's actually finally scared. He's finally in fear of losing his job and being kicked out as the disgrace he is. And boy, wouldn't that be a great thing.
Yeah, it's a good sort of at least symbolic consequence, but they'll probably put in someone just as bad who's still connected to the same corrupt families that run California. But, you know, the people are awake, and that's my great hope now. You know, I know a lot of people give flack to the Q thing, but at least because of that and because of President Trump in his first 4 years, people are awake to the fake news. They're not going back to sleep. You know, we know and we're watching, so it's just a matter of time until the lies really do fall apart.
Yeah, you mentioned the Q thing. The 17th letter of the alphabet ought not be talked about anymore. They've demonized it and made it toxic. The mainstream media, I'm speaking of, but of course, all the hangers-on and those that evidently cheer when Biden gets sworn in because that proves we were all wrong. And so they cheer the destruction of our republic. They celebrate the fact that the Q phenomenon must have been a psyop because Trump is not the president. They cheer, they celebrate, they make videos. To me, those people are just as bad as the treacherous mainstream mockingbird media. So, first, I want to say that. Second, Amazing Polly did an amazing video about this very topic. It's over on BitChute, guys. Do check it out. It's titled, You Say You Want a Revolution? And she calls out the hacks, the hangers-on, the hacks, the people that jumped on that mainstream media bandwagon to endlessly character assassinate the Q movement and anybody ever associated with it. Hats off to Amazing Polly. She's got amazing courage, and she's 100% right. That was a movement to bring people together and to enlighten people, to wake people up, and it did just that. And you know what the real psyop is, Dustin? It's the mainstream media doing hit pieces, like Media Matters for America doing a hit piece about me and others, and then we lose our Patreon pages. We lose our YouTube accounts. Okay? What are they so damn afraid of, Dustin?
Well, I'm with you. I've lost because the hit pieces from them as well. And you know, they're still afraid of Q and or the number that we shall not name, you know, 17 or whatever, but they're still afraid of that because we're still organized, we're still exposing, we're still sort of a culture now. And as Lincoln said, revolutions never go backwards. We're a living cultural revolution that's happening. And you know, nonviolently, we're just refusing to accept the lies anymore, and there's nothing they can do about it. CNN's ratings are crashing. Fake news are not going to come back into our lives, and we suddenly start trusting them again. I'm never going to start trusting Bill Gates suddenly now that the Democrats are in power. I don't see how that's going to work. So they're going to have to rely on force, and they're going to have to rely on violence and authoritarianism. And as we already know, they're illegitimate. That will not work, not for long. It will fall apart, and we have to remain civil. And we have to remember they're trying to entrap us into violence because the only thing that they could do to really to stop our revolution is if we look stupid in front of the cameras and if they catch us doing violence. So just like in the Capitol building, you had people shouting, "This is Antifa, don't trust those people," or things like that. They were actually stopping Antifa from breaking the windows or trying to get them to the police or bring the police to them. So we know the sort of optical tactics that Antifa are trained to use, and that's what we have to be on our guard against as we peacefully protest. That, I think, is our only weakness.
Well, look, the word is peaceful. Okay? That 17th letter of the alphabet movement was peaceful, 100% peaceful. Never at any time did anybody that I followed who was spreading that information or sharing those drops, never, not once did I ever hear anybody call for anything other than a peaceful revolution. A revolution to take back our republic and to re-implement rule of law and to imprison traitors. That's pretty much what the whole movement was about. Here's that video from Amazing Polly. You say you want a revolution, huh? Check that one out, guys. And here is a piece of truth from my friend Sarah Westall. Globalist-controlled Marxists, the real insurrection exists within Congress. The real traitors to the Constitution are these people who are in power that want to open up the borders, allow illegals to vote, make illegals citizens, farm our country out to China, get rid of all the industry under the Paris Climate Accords, implement carbon taxes, and absolutely destroy the economy as we know it.
Agreed. And I believe that President Trump now has more power than ever before. I believe now he's kind of the kingmaker. I think it was Wayne Allen Root that mentioned this, or maybe Levin. But he's kind of the kingmaker of the Republican Party. He doesn't have to play nice with McConnell or anyone else for votes now. He really just has to use his bully pulpit and swing a big hammer and start going after every single one and primarying these Republicans or rhinos that stood against him or stood for impeachment or did not hold accountability, or, you know, basically all but the eight that stood up against election fraud. They need to go. If he did that, if he endorsed and backed the right candidates, and he himself focused his efforts on election reform, getting the machines, the Dominion machines out of it, increasing transparency, making sure we don't have a repeat now that we have time to prepare and the country's pissed about it. I think we could go back into this and clean house completely peacefully and stack an entirely new Congress in there, led by those same eight that will have long, fruitful careers, I'm sure, as trusted individuals and representatives. But, you know, I'm even thinking about running because we need to get some people in there to just replace these rhinos and primary them. If I'm needed, I would, because we have to get them out of office.
What district would you run in?
Wherever I'm needed, I'm willing to move.
Interesting. All right. Well, here's the thing. These people, again, the $1.9 trillion stimulus package, you're right. You know what's going to happen with that? It'll be $1,400 checks to people and $14 billion checks to corporations, museums. It's just going to be loaded with pork, loaded with, you know, payouts to buddies and insiders. They're looting the treasury. So as we round out this conversation, today, silver at $27. It's up 75 cents. Gold's up 21. Let's just talk briefly about precious metals and cryptocurrencies because people need a hedge of protection against the destruction of our currency. Let's look at the national debt clock. $27.8 trillion in debt. So let's add another $2 trillion to that with the new stimulus package. That puts us at $30 trillion. Guys, how long do you think this Ponzi scheme can continue? Boy, what do you make of the silver story with the Wall Street Bets guys trying to put an end to the rigging of the silver market? I knew they were going to have a hard time with that, Dustin, because banks like JP Morgan, HSBC, Deutsche Bank, even though some of those banks are in a lot of trouble, JP Morgan specifically has bottomless pockets. So pretty hard to put an end to the short selling.
You know, there's a tale of two stories here because there's two silvers and we can't ignore that context. There's paper silver, which you can buy for like 27 an ounce, and there's physical silver, which you cannot buy for 27 an ounce. In fact, you couldn't buy any online at all on Sunday night. So there was a little bit of a squeeze in the physical market, but I think a lot of the investors, they're more the day trader types. They don't really understand silver and what it means. So they were in the paper market. What happened? They got crushed. They printed more paper silver contracts that are not physical. They flooded the market and these guys lost a lot of money, and suddenly, you know, the rally is gone, so they say. But there's still a divergence between physical and the paper markets. And for those guys, maybe they've been burnt now, maybe they'll learn, maybe they'll come back, maybe they'll become stackers. But I think the real lesson is that the establishment freaked out because we were about to flood into physical silver. This has happened before. They did the same thing with the Hunt brothers. They did the same thing with Warren Buffett. And they're trying to keep people from squeezing the central banks out of their fractionary reserve banking version of precious metals, which is effectively how they slam the price back down. Every time silver goes up, they print a billion or a million or however many paper contracts and they put it on the market as physical. People buy it. They think that it's worthless and it goes down. When that physical runs out, the game is over. And that means central banks' game is over. And that means, logically, that government's ability to print money and live off of a credit card called the people.
Yeah, well, let me just help visualize for people what it means when I say silver at, say, $30 an ounce is historically suppressed and undervalued given all the printing. Right? It's easy to say that. How do you quantify it? And what I've been trying to explain to people more recently is that if you multiply all of the silver mined on planet Earth in a year, they say it's around 800 million ounces. Let's call it a billion for the math. 1 billion ounces times $30 per ounce is $30 billion. All right. Now, our silver used to be our money. Gold used to be our money. Our currency was backed by these things. So there wasn't endless printing that could be done by a central bank. So let me do a screen share. Imagine that $30 billion of silver, all the global mining supply. How much does the federal government spend each day? Well, according to this website, on Wednesday, February 3rd, $39 billion was spent by our government. More than all of the physical silver mined on planet Earth in a year, Dustin. That's how suppressed the price of silver is.
We can take their printer away. All we have to do, and in my opinion, not financial advice, is to deplete the physical store of silver for a little while, because even though really gold is the primary metal we're talking about, not silver. When we're talking about governments and nations and stuff, silver is sort of holding gold up, because the suppression of silver exposes a suppression of gold. And then you reveal that gold is not really 2,000 an ounce. It's probably more like 20 or something an ounce, and 20,000 an ounce, to be clear. And that means that governments are massively inflating, lying about it, and benefiting from it. And people's faith and confidence in that greenback is going to be gone. And every other digital currency in the world all at once, because they're all going to start to run out of physical silver at the same time. And I think that's going to give the game up for central banks. And that's the end of the money printing and the rigging. And they have to go back at some point after that. There'll be tyranny. They may start a war to cover it up. They usually do. But there will be a return to a gold standard to restore confidence.
Well, I think that's possible under a Donald Trump presidency. I'm not sure that that'll be possible under a Joe Biden, or should I say Klaus Schwab presidency, because this guy is going to farm us out to the World Economic Forum, globalists. He'll jump on board with a global government faster. It'll make your head spin how quickly Biden starts talking about the need for a one-world government. If we have a currency crisis and that guy's president, or the people in that administration are in control, Dustin, I don't think it ends well for we the people.
No, and you know, that's why silver is my big hope, because this is the one thing they cannot control. This is the ability for them to pay for their police to terrorize us, the FBI to come after us. This is their, you know, their entire federal salary system. It's all based in dollars. So if we break the system, we actually break the system to the point where the government would have to sort of shrink back to live within its means again, within its income, not within its debt. And that's a different world, you know, that's a different power level. That's a different equilibrium. 1% of the same amount of government that we're dealing with now, probably.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that we already have a fractured nation. We have red states. We have far fewer blue states. The mainstream media would have you believe that there are more blue people than red people. People want this Marxism. They want open borders. They don't want a nation. They wanted Biden to be president. We don't buy it for a minute. We know our nation is being looted, and we know the election was stolen. I will leave a link, guys, below this video to Mike Lindahl's presentation, his stolen election evidence. I'm sure it's a must-watch. I haven't seen it yet, but I will leave that link below. Also, guys, I am an affiliate for redpillliving.com. That's Dustin's website. If you guys want to get vitamin D, vitamin C, all the stuff that makes you healthy so that you don't need to take that mRNA vaccine, you can head over to redpillliving.com. I will leave a link below. You guys offer free shipping on orders over, what, $50?
I think it's set to $45 right now. And we also have, you know, the Great Awakening coffee, the liposomal vitamins that you're talking about are actually 20 to 30 times more absorbable than regular vitamins. I kind of joke they're called expensive pee, because you're just peeing them out. They're wasted. We have a couple of other things as well, but thank you for mentioning it.
Yeah, my pleasure. And how do people find you? You're over on BitChute. Where else are you?
We're still at NemosNewsNetwork.com, and you know, we're banned from everywhere like you. So we're on alternative tech, you know, BitChute, YouTube, Rumble, Brighteon, Gab TV, that stuff.
Yeah, I am on Brighteon now too, Dustin, and I want to make that announcement to people. I opened a Brighteon account years ago. That's Mike Adams' website, and I didn't keep up with it because way back in the day, it was really, really exhausting to try to upload there. I know that he's gotten new infrastructure. It's far easier now, so I have started uploading my videos to Brighteon again. You can also find me, guys, on BitChute, of course, Rumble, Odyssey, and where else? Gab. I'm on Gab. We're all over the place. The bottom line, Dustin, is people are finding us, too, because if YouTube kicks us off, if Twitter kicks us off, that doesn't mean we just go away. We don't curl up and die in a corner. We keep telling the truth, and guess what? The people are still finding us.
What else can we do?
We're not going to go down without a fight, I'll tell you that much. All right, guys, our guest has been Dustin Nemos, redpillliving.com. Dustin, thanks so much for your time, man.
I appreciate it, Sean. Have a good one.
You too. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks so much, guys. We really appreciate you. And for real news, visit us at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless. Bye-bye. Hey friends, just a quick word from our sponsor. One of the first commitments made by the new administration is the $2 trillion spend on environmental concerns. With renewables like solar panels, wind turbines, and even the batteries for electric vehicles, the use of silver will soar. But we don't have enough silver to cover demand. They said it would take 5.6 million tons of silver to meet all of our energy needs, but guess what? The world's current known official silver reserves is estimated to be less than 600,000 tons. If you're thinking of an IRA or 401k, now is the time to look at silver. And this month, with every gold or silver IRA, Noble Gold Investments is giving away an incredible 5-ounce solid silver Apollo 11 memento coin with every silver IRA that's started. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments.